State Briefs, written by Sean McFarland and read by an automated voice. California Kern County approves state's largest solar project. The Kern County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the 2 gigawatts Buttonbush Solar and Storage Project. The project required 17 individual conditional use permits and 79 mitigation measures intended to reduce the development's environmental impact. Developer Avantis hopes to open as much of the project as possible by the end of 2029. More, Bakersfield.com. Florida. Port Canaveral denies natural gas plant proposal. Port Canaveral commissioners voted unanimously not to sell land to Berkshire Hathaway and Chesapeake Utilities to build an LNG plant. A 50-acre barge canal property on Merritt Island, part of the Port Authority's property, was the target of an unsolicited offer by Berkshire, which wanted to purchase the land for an LNG liquefaction plant to help supply both the cruise and space industry. Commissioners cited the land's potential value and not having control of the land for 50 years as reasons for their rejection. More, Tampa Bay Times. Indiana. DOE orders another extension of coal plants. DOE issued another emergency order to keep the coal-fired Shoffer Generating Station and Cully Generating Station operating until June 21. DOE cited MISO's response to Winter Storm Fern as a reason to maintain the plants. Synapse Energy Economics estimates keeping the plants open cost NIPSCO and CenterPoint Energy a total of $229,000 per day. More, Indianapolis Star. Kentucky. Kentucky Power looks to update coal plant. Kentucky Power filed an application with the Public Service Commission to build a new cooling tower at the Mitchell Generating Station. The project would cost $191 million and comes after the PSC warned any additional investments at the facility would require separate review. The utility asked for a certificate of public necessity to start work on building the new cooling tower, saying the project is necessary to preserve a significant source of electricity. More, the Mountain Eagle. Maine. Governor Mills signs bill to prioritize affordable electric rates. Governor Janet Mills signed a bill that directs the Public Utilities Commission to consider the affordability of electricity for residential customers when setting new rates. The PUC will develop an affordability metric to determine the impact of electric bills on the overall burden for households. It also will disclose the credit and collection activities of Central Maine Power and Versant Power. More, Maine Public Radio. Lawmakers back off from creating Climate Superfund. The legislature has decided not to create a Climate Superfund program and instead wait for similar court battles in New York and Vermont to play out. Instead of starting a program, the bill now directs the Department of Environmental Protection to calculate the dollar value of costs to Maine from greenhouse emissions over the past 20 years. The original bill would have set up a program to assess costs of climate harms and charged big oil companies for those damages, with the funds helping to prepare communities for sea level rise and extreme weather. Senator Stacey Brenner told the Environmental and Natural Resources Committee that avoiding a potential lawsuit was the motivation for backing off from a full Superfund program for now, but she said the new version of the bill is a step forward in the process. More, Maine Public Radio. Maryland. Supreme Court strikes down climate lawsuits. The Maryland Supreme Court ruled against reviving climate lawsuits brought by Baltimore, Annapolis, and Anne Arundel County that were struck down by lower courts. The governments had sued 26 multinational oil and gas companies to recover damages caused by the effects of greenhouse gas emissions, accusing them of deceiving the public about the dangers of using their products. The Supreme Court ruled that federal law overrides state law on air pollution that crosses state lines, blocked such lawsuits from proceeding, and accused the plaintiffs of trying to use litigation to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. Two lower courts had dismissed the cases, which were filed in 2018 and 2021. More, The New York Times. Michigan. PSC approves largest consumers' rate increase in decades. The Public Service Commission approved a $276.6 million rate increase for consumers' energy, the largest rate hike approved in more than 20 years. The PSC said it shaved more than $100 million off the original request since it was filed in June 2025. Regulators also said the increase will allow consumers to continue reducing outages and improving historically bottom-tier reliability. The increase, which will go into effect May 1, will add $6.46 to the average residential bill. More, Live. New Hampshire E. Governor Ayotte issues order for nuclear roadmap. Governor Kelly Ayotte issued an executive order directing the State Department of Energy to create a nuclear roadmap. the order tasked the DOE with identifying a path toward implementing advanced nuclear electric generation and studying ways to insulate ratepayers from delays and cost overruns. A preliminary roadmap is due within 6 months and a final report within 2 years. More, New Hampshire Bulletin. Ohio. Siting Board recommends denial of solar facility. Power Siting Board staff recommended the denial of the 180-megawatt Sloopy solar facility in Clark County. The project is partially grandfathered in, according to the PSB, because it received a system impact study and fees before October 2021. It already was in motion before the passage of Senate Bill 52, which allows a county board to prohibit the construction of utility-scale wind or solar facilities altogether or in certain designated zones in unincorporated areas. Although the staff recommended denial, the board is not bound by the report and could still approve it. More, Springfield News Sun. South Dakota. Data center restrictions signed into law. Governor Larry Rodin signed a bill that will place new limits on large loads and data centers. The law will apply to data centers 10 megawatts or greater. It requires data center companies to ensure their water use does not overburden local resources and to pay for electrical infrastructure costs. It also prohibits the state from overriding local ordinances limiting, prohibiting, or regulating data centers. Another bill will allow the Public Utilities Commission to assess data center companies the costs of regulatory reviews related to their projects. More, South Dakota Searchlight. Texas. EPA to build Meta Data Center Power Plant. El Paso Electric plans to have a $500 million, 366 megawatts natural gas plant built in 10 months to meet part of the power needs of Meta's data center complex under construction in El Paso. Meta announced the data center project is expanding to a $10 billion, 11-building complex. Meta will pay the costs of the plant, and it will not affect EPA rates during the first 5 years of operation. The PUC still must approve the project. Construction of the plant is scheduled to begin in August with an expected completion date of May 2027. More, El Paso Times.